happy Wednesday and welcome to Reiki Radio. I am so happy to be here with you today. It has been a gorgeous day here in San Diego, and I'm really trying to focus on that instead of the crazy energy that's been swirling around the last few weeks. But before we get into that, I have really changed some things around this month, and if you listen to Reiki Radio regularly, then you know that the time has been a little bit different throughout this month, and I haven't done the Monday night episodes of Soul Sessions, and the Wednesday shows have been later in the day. And that's just so that more of you can join the shows live, because I did get that request, and I've been trying to work on some projects myself, so it's kind of worked out for everyone. But I do want to thank all of you who have stuck with me and continue to join me every Wednesday, and I see quite a few of you are on the line. For those of you who are new to Reiki Radio, if this is your first time joining, my name again is Yolanda, and I'm a Reiki teacher in San Diego, and the show is interactive. So if you would like to join the conversation, you just call 323-679-0953 and you press the number 1, and that way I know that you want to share. Or if you're listening online, you can log in and join us in the chat room, and that way you can share anything you want to share that way as well. I want to make sure, there are so many things I wanted to share with you today, and my mind has been kind of scattered. What's really interesting is a lot of people have been feeling scattered or a little off recently, and it's because, you know, we're in that energy of Mercury in retrograde. So if you are feeling a little more frustrated than usual or having a hard time with your communication, or maybe you just feel like there's some major shifts happening in your life or just within you, it's okay. This is actually a really good time for reflection and kind of just pausing and planning instead of making any kind of big moves. It's really a good time to heal your stuff, like look at yourself and heal your stuff. And just so that you know, we will be in this energy until July 1st. So if you are feeling a little off, you want to take a breath and really be mindful of how you navigate through all of this. I actually wrote a blog about how to navigate through Mercury retrograde back in February, because that was the first time it happened this year, 2014. And I had in there 3 easy steps to help you through this period. So if you do want to check that out, it's on my Facebook page, I believe, which is facebook.com/YuChiWellness. And again, it's just 3 easy ways to help us kind of get through this energy. What's interesting is that I have been shifting and clearing quite a bit of stuff in the last week or so. And yesterday, on top of it all, I started a juice cleanse. Now, for those of you who know me very well, you know I don't really eat many vegetables, and it's not because I don't want to. I have a lot of food allergies, so a lot of things I can't have raw. But I have started a juice cleanse, and it's a 3-day cleanse, and it's all vegetables and juice. And then at night, I can have dinner, which is supposed to be, you know, some form of protein. But anyway, I have to say I'm really hungry, and I think it's part of the reason why I'm a little foggy today. So please forgive me. I hope that you can, you know, bear with me as I try to get through the show today. But anyway, with all of that and being in this Mercury retrograde, like, I'm really looking forward to July. One of the things I want to point out to you before we go about Mercury retrograde, because I did get some emails about this too, people asking, in this time, there's a lot of issues with electronics. So you may have some issues with your computer, your cell phone. Just really every form of communication can be a little off or backwards, and a lot of misunderstandings. So you want to make sure that you really make an effort to gain clarity, especially if you're frustrated in communication with someone or even something like your phone. So just keep that in mind. Even me today, I woke up with a huge issue with one of my websites. I have a website for, you know, my energy healing, but I also have one for my books. And I found out this morning I need to completely rebuild the entire site. So anyway, Mercury retrograde, what are you going to do? Speaking of that, I am working on a new book. It's my third book, actually, but it's the first one that will be in the realm of energy healing. So I'm really excited to share that with you. Hopefully, it'll be by the end of this year, but I will keep you posted. So I want to get into today's topic. I wanted to talk to everyone today about creating your own spiritual practice, because that's another question that I get a lot. But before we get into that, I did want to respond to an email that I received from one of our listeners. I received an email from, she's a Reiki practitioner, and she listens to Reiki Radio from New York. And she had two questions that I wanted to answer really briefly here on the show, because it may be beneficial to other practitioners that are out there. So the first thing she was asking about was receiving messages while conducting Reiki sessions and trusting what was coming through. So she was talking about receiving messages from like spirit guides or people who had crossed over. So a couple of things I want to point out for you about that is that the best way to learn to trust is to really catch yourself when you are in doubt and just allow the information to flow and ask questions for clarity. If you are receiving information while doing sessions or just at any given time, you can always ask questions for clarity. And with that, it's really good to practice on your friends and family so you can ask them for feedback. So you can tell them the messages that you're receiving and ask if it resonates with them. And that way it really validates for you what you're receiving, and it'll help you to establish trust, trusting yourself. But also being able to ask the person that you're working on if the information means anything to them will also help you learn how to interpret what it is that you hear, you see, you feel, or you sense. So it gives you, it's kind of like a guide in helping you understand how you receive information energetically. The last thing about that, I want to say that you should be mindful of what you share with your clients. Some people just want Reiki, and that's it. So if you plan to read energy as part of the services you provide, you may want to let your client know beforehand or ask them if they want to know what you receive during the session. And I just want to say, if you are a Reiki practitioner out there and this doesn't happen for you, don't feel like you're left in the dark. When I actually first started with Reiki, I would sense stuff, but I didn't really know what it meant, and so I kind of ignored it. And it took a while of practice before I really started to pay attention to what was coming through. And now I receive a lot of information when I work on clients, and it's become more clear and more distinct over time. But I also have some students that I teach who end up reading energy right away. They're just able to do it right away, and it really depends on the person, and it depends on your practice. So for everyone, I'd say to practice. Her other question was about the feelings that she gets in her hands. So she wanted to know why her hands vibrate or shake when she's doing certain sessions and what that's all about. When I teach Reiki, one of the things I teach my students is that the energy that you feel or you sense in your palm chakras is the detection of Byosin, which translates into, it means sick line or disease line. But when you practice Reiki, you're able to detect Byosin through your palm chakras, And it's how you identify what's going on with your client energetically. So that's very normal. And one of the things you can do is keep your hands in that space until you feel the energy shift or you feel it transform. Or I would say to also just trust your intuition. If you are someone who doesn't trust what you feel or sense in your hands, then just trust your intuition. And then the final part of her question she wanted to know was about moving energy. So I believe the email she was asking if it was okay to press down on a person if you felt drawn to do that. I would say that you can help the movement of energy by using your Reiki symbols if you are a Reiki level 2 practitioner. And it's also common to feel drawn to wiping away energy from a client's space or maybe blowing out energy from their space. But all of this would be done in their auric field, so not physically touching them to do that. As far as pressing down on an area where you feel an energetic block, I would suggest using the other methods instead. Because first of all, you don't want to disturb your client or cause them any discomfort by pressing on their body. Also, Reiki doesn't involve any manipulation of the physical body, which is what makes it very different from massage and acupuncture. So you have the ability to move the energy, but it's not invasive. Okay, so just keep that in mind. You have some ways you can do it, and you can use your hands and motion the movement of energy by remaining in the auric field. So that's all from that email. I do want to thank you for reaching out to me and giving all of us really an opportunity to share some Reiki tips. And the bottom line for all of us is that it's all about practice. And that's exactly what we are going to talk about on today's show. So now we can get into the topic for today. We're going to explore ways for you to create your own spiritual practice and really looking at what that means and what it may look like for you. So when I was preparing today's show, I was thinking about how spirituality, it really looks different person to person. When you begin questioning how you're living your life or the meaning of life, you reach a turning point when you start looking for answers to these questions. And for many people, the process leads to a desire to create some kind of spiritual practice, which is really usually just an attempt to create a deeper connection with yourself or a deeper connection with a higher power. But I want you to consider today why this happens for so many of us and where we begin. And I think this is a really important topic because you may look for teachers and learn several techniques to shape the way that you live your life. But at the core of it all, the journey is about you. And how you implement what you learn and your commitment to your practice will really determine your growth and your direction. So it's about your heart and your life, not necessarily the replication of someone else's, okay? So first let's start with creating your spiritual practice for your own self-healing and growth and why we do this. One of the main things I found is that it's really about our self-connection, like I said. It's really about knowing who you are. You know, we live our life on autopilot so much, and we've been conditioned through so many of our life experiences and what we've been taught from, you know, our parents, and some things are generational, just passed down. And we just take on all of this information and all of these beliefs as our truth. But it's usually kind of temporary because we hit this wall where we're like, this stuff doesn't feel true or it doesn't sound true to me. So you start looking for your truth. And the only way you can do this is through connecting with yourself. One of the easiest ways to connect with you is through meditation. And from my own personal study, I've found that meditation seems to be the foundation for most spiritual practices. So it's something good to start with if you don't practice already. Having a spiritual practice is also going to help you with having self-awareness. And this is really so that you know what it is you're working with, right? A lot of times when we're looking to grow or connect with ourselves, we think it's just about seeing what's wrong with us. Well, in connecting with yourself for your spiritual practice, it's also about seeing what's right with you, seeing the beauty of you and the light within you and whatever your spiritual gifts may be. So it's a lot about seeing everything that's absolutely right with you. And, of course, we want to look at our wounding as well so that we can heal that energy so we're not holding on to it and living with so much weight on us because we do carry everything with us. In your spiritual practice, you also want to think about the acceptance of yourself, which is going to help you focus on healing. And this will also give you a lot of focus on forgiveness. And in this realm, if you've listened to the show before, you know that I always talk about how important it is to not only forgive other people, but to also forgive yourself. So that will be a huge part of your practice. And a lot of times that is just about perspective. If you can think about a situation that you may have been hurt before in the past, and it's something that you may still carry with you, or it's a belief that you still have that this person hurt you in some way, it may be that you never took the time to look at the whole situation from a different perspective, or you never took the time to look at the whole situation from a neutral perspective without just your own emotion, looking at the big picture or the whole picture. When you're able to do that, you're able to also see the other person's point of view, their other person's feelings, and you can kind of see like a middle ground a little easier, and that can even help you to forgive and to shift those kinds of energies. But at the end of the day, all of it is about self-love and cultivating a deep love of self. That's what all of this is about. It's what your spiritual practice is about. It's why we incarnate into this life is really to learn to love ourselves and love other people, and we grow and learn in the process. We evolve in the process. So where do you begin in creating your spiritual practice? As I mentioned before, it really does usually start with a question, right? So you've probably asked yourself, like, what's my life purpose, or why am I here, what matters to me, or what's important to me? A lot of times people come to this space because they want to know what makes them unique, or they want to know what they have to offer to give back to the world. All of these things are usually the lead-in questions that start us down this spiritual journey. And then you choose your path based on what it is that you want to learn and what you want to study and what you want to share. What I want to tell you is always look for spiritual tools, I call them, that really resonate with you and that will support you in your journey. And we'll talk about that a little more in a minute. But the reason I want you to think about that is because along the way, you're really going to be faced with yourself. So the beauty of getting to know what your life is about or what your life purpose is really a process of getting to know you. That's really what it is. It's getting to know who you are and why you are. And you'll come to understand how you're living your life right now and what you want to change or shift in order to move forward with more clarity and more awareness. And we all have opportunities for healing, which is also part of the process. So everything that you've experienced in your life and every person who's played a part or a role in your life, it has all been a part of your growth, and it's all been a part of your spiritual journey. So it's like just being in this life period, no matter what you're doing in your life right now, you're already on your spiritual journey. Now, creating your spiritual practice is just about having an awareness of what you're doing so that you can start to live your life in more alignment with what resonates with you and what feels true for you, and determining what that is for yourself. I will say, in being a Reiki teacher, I have had a lot of people ask me how to start this, like where do they begin? And the truth is that your practice will really be unique to you. And even if you do the same thing as someone else, like meditation, your meditation is going to be different than theirs. And that's because it's your practice. So every element is going to be about you and unique to you. Just keep that in mind. I think it's really important to remember that so that you're not comparing yourself to other people while you are learning and growing. One of the most important things for all of us is really just having an awareness and understanding. Like I said before, you really want to know who you are and why you're functioning in your life as you are right now. And the foundation of every spiritual practice is going to be to connect with yourself. Now, like I said, you can do that through meditation. You can do that. There's all sorts of tools you can use for that. For me, I like meditation. That's my thing. It's not for everyone, but see what resonates with you. Now, I do realize that all of this can sound kind of vague or even cryptic for some people, because in the realm of spirituality, we hear a whole bunch of different terms that are used kind of loosely and like again and again and again, like, you know, ground your energy, open your chakras, you know, find your life purpose, and what's another one? Use the laws of attraction to get everything you want in your life. But none of it really matters if you don't know what it all means. And none of it really matters if you don't know who you are and you're not connected with yourself. So I just want you to really think about that. And having a connection with you is going to give you more clarity and more awareness than anything else. And then everything else will start to make a lot more sense. And believe me, I get it. I've been there. When I started in all of this, I looked for teachers and I studied and I practiced. And then it all ultimately just leads you to new questions, because the journey is really never ending. But today I practice the tools and techniques that resonate with me and that work for me. So, for example, like in my practice, at the end of the day, I want to help other people. I want to help you. And my purpose and my path is all about helping you with self-connection and working your way towards self-love and living a life with purpose and alignment with your own heart. And that's why I do this show, and that's why I teach Reiki. It's what gets me out of bed. But I want you to learn the tools that are going to help you get to know you better. I do suggest all the time for people who have never done meditation to start with a guided meditation. You can usually find some free ones online. That's a really good way to connect with yourself. And from there, you start to have more of an awareness of what it is you want to do, more about your direction and just more of what's going on with you as a person. Energy healing, something like Reiki, but all different types of energy healing have helped a lot of people with connecting with themselves and understanding that they're not just these physical beings, but that they're also energetic beings. And having that awareness kind of shifts your life and gives you new perspectives. So there are so many different ways that you can come to this, creating a practice for yourself. One of the things that I created, actually, I guess it's been almost a year now, maybe not quite, but I created an online course called Be Your Own Energy Healer, and I created it for that purpose, so people could have a guide to help them better understand themselves. And it's a 28-day course where you learn about you and what it is that you're holding on to energetically. It's really about your chakra energy and learning about your own chakras and how to transform and heal your own energy. So I guess it's 28 days of self-realization and self-acceptance and healing and growth, which is a great way to clear your path or gain clarity and direction on your path. And that also includes a guided meditation, which can help you learn how to practice or just to do it every day. With that course, if you are interested in taking it, you can get more information about it through my website. Again, it does go through 28 days of transformation for you, and you can pay as little as $1 for the entire package. And I really, really love that because it's important to me that this information is available and accessible to everyone. So, like I said, you can get more information through my website, which is yewchi.com. That's yewchi.com. And I will say, you know, I've taken so many classes and workshops over the years, and I've trained with several teachers, and a lot of this can be very expensive. So it has always been a goal of mine to share this information with as many people as possible and creating courses and resources that are affordable. Or you can just keep coming to Reiki Radio and join me every week, which is absolutely free. So that's really good, too. Before we go, because we only have a few minutes left, I do want to tell you that creating a daily practice for yourself is very important. Things that you can do every day and practice every day. And then your practice will become your routine and it will become your way of life. So have a few key elements in place for your daily practice. And then have other tools available as might be needed for you, right? So like my daily practice, what I do every single day is I meditate, I do my Reiki principles, and every night I make sure I acknowledge what I'm grateful for. Those three things, that's it. Then I have other tools available that I can use if I need, you know? So I have Reiki or, you know, yoga and chakra work, conscious breathing, working with my guides. Once a month, I try to have a day of silence. So you can have a whole toolbox of like your spiritual resources for yourself, but have a few things that you have in place that you start to practice every day. I would recommend doing that. Because all of the tools that you learn and everything that you decide to use as part of your practice can assist you with your healing and also with your self-connection. So these aren't just like these random things, right? And I point this out because you want to fill your spiritual toolbox with tools and techniques that will assist you on your path. So your practice is really meant to resonate with you and your heart. Just please keep that in mind. And you want to include elements that work for you. So a quick example, I would say going to the gym. A lot of people think that's a great way to relieve stress. And it is. for some people. I personally cannot stand going to the gym. It doesn't do anything for me. So I would have to find something that does help me, which would be more like Reiki or yoga. It's about what resonates with you. Now, the benefits of creating your own spiritual practice is that you not only heal and grow, but you'll also expose yourself to new things. You'll end up learning new things about yourself and about the world around you, and you'll have an opportunity to live with less weight on your shoulders, because you're going to move into that space of self-love and forgiving the past and being more loving in your present, right? Some other benefits are that when you start to work on yourself and you start to release fear and doubt and worry, you really start to live your life with less anxiety and less stress. And, of course, that leads to better sleep at night. But when you have, like, this peace and calm in your body, within you, you become more open to possibility in your life. And then you really do start to live with more clarity, and you live with purpose. So it's not about finding your purpose. There's purpose in everything that you do, but you'll start to live with more purpose. And then your purpose is just whatever it is that you decide it is for you. So that's really it with the creation of your spiritual practice. You can get more information again through my website, which is yuchi.com. And I can't believe we're already out of time. We're actually a little bit over. I hope that tonight's information was helpful for you, as always. And feel free to email me with any questions or comments about the show. You can even email me your show ideas if there's a topic you want me to explore sometime next month. I feel like there was one more thing I wanted to share with you, and I can't remember now. I don't know. But I guess it'll come to me, and I'll share with you next week. I had a lot of fun with you tonight, and I thank those of you who joined me in the chat room and also those of you who are on the phone line. And when you think about working with yourself, just really imagine what it would be like if all of us were working on ourselves, and if we all began the process of self-healing and allowing ourselves to live in alignment with our hearts. You know, it's really a beautiful thought. So if you did learn anything tonight that you thought was beneficial for you, share it with someone. Maybe you have a friend or a family member that could benefit from this type of information, or someone you know maybe working on their own self-healing and growth. So I thank you for joining me. I will chat with you all next week, same time, same place. But next week we're talking about the signs, so the lessons within the signs. So join me and find out what the gifts and challenges are of whatever sign you are. It'll be a lot of fun. So I hope you have a beautiful night, and remember to always journey in love.